मे यही देह व्यर्थ होइला। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपादा की। माय बॉडी कुड नॉट बी यूज्ड इन द सर्विस ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, देयरफॉर ऑल्दो इट टुक बर्थ इन द लैंड ऑफ इंडिया, दिस बॉडी हैज बीन यूजलेस। This is Sanatan Goswami. Purport. For a further explanation of the importance of Bharat Bhumi, one may refer to Adi Lila 941 and also Srimad Bhagavatam 5.19.19 through 27. The special feature of birth in India is that a person born in India becomes automatically God conscious. In every part of India, especially in holy places of pilgrimage, even an ordinary uneducated man is inclined toward Krishna consciousness. And as soon as he sees a Krishna conscious person, he offers obeisances. India has many sacred rivers like Ganga, Jamuna, Narmada, Kaveri and Krishna. And simply by bathing in these rivers, people are liberated and become Krishna conscious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Bharat Bhumite Haila Manushya Janmajar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Paraupakar. One who has taken birth in the land of Bharat Bhumi, India, should take full advantage of his birth. He should become completely well-versed in knowledge of the Vedas and spiritual culture and should distribute the experience of Krishna consciousness all over the world. People of all over the world are madly engaged in sense gratification and in this way spoiling their human lives with risk that in the next life they may become animals or less. Human society should be saved from such a risky civilization and the danger of animalism by awakening to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started for this purpose. Therefore, unbiased men of the highest echelon should study the principles of Krishna consciousness movement and fully cooperate with the movement to save human society. Could we say more? Perfect. Perfect translation, perfect purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, especially in holy places of pilgrimage, in every part of India, especially in holy places of pilgrimage, even an ordinary uneducated man is inclined toward Krishna consciousness. And as soon as he sees Krishna conscious person, he offers obeisances. And we were just now there in one of these holy places, one of such holy places called Pandharpur. And we also had a rare opportunity of visit of over 100 devotees from 33 countries. They came to Pandharpur along with Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj. Just we were there 3 days ago. We drove from Pandharpur to Pune and then to Mumbai on Ram Navami. So we were just there with them day before Ram Navami. And we also saw some ordinary. Why ordinary? They are kind of extraordinary, ordinary people. So-called ordinary people, also touching, grabbing the feet of these devotees, they have a hard time avoiding the public touch from touching their feet. out of respect for saintly persons. They did not care whether they're saintly person. Well, saintly person, they're all from spiritual sky. This country, that country, this is just being in transition for some time. This body, that body. They were seeing, I'm sure, they were just seeing the souls, great souls, not just great bodies. Jayapataka Maharaj had great body. I was next to him, small body. Some people think that is Mahatma. Sometimes it's my function, I'm going to be speaker. And sometimes the public asks, oh, aaj ke Mahatma nahi aaya. They ask me, what today's speaker, Mahatma ji? They have not come today. He has not come. They ask me, because they don't consider me Mahatma. Mahatma has to be not only Mahatma, but Mahabody. But these pious folks of India, Maharashtra, Pandharpur, they are not making that kind of discrimination. Small body, big body, or black body, or white body, or man's body, or there were some Matajis also. They were also being harassed. And their feet are being touched, grabbed for the blessings. This is Tukaram's country, Prabhupada wrote to me, referring to India or Maharashtra. This is Tukaram's country. You heard of Tukaram? Saint Tukaram, great devotee of Vithal, Pandurang, who is Krishna himself. But they're spoiling, the politicians are spoiling Tukaram's country. Same thing as we are reading in this purport. And similar kind of advice as the theme in this purport. Similar theme was in that letter Prabhupada wrote to me. So you should go travel all over India, all over Maharashtra, revive their Krishna consciousness. Distribute books. Let's talk of distribution of knowledge. And your God brothers are doing book distribution all over the world. I'm enclosing, fine enclosed, the Sankirtan newsletter. Prabhupada sent me a newsletter for my information and inspiration. Distribute books, make devotees open Krishna consciousness, centers of Krishna consciousness. Just on Ram Navami, ISKCON open more officially, preaching center in Nasik. You heard of that? Another center was opened in Virar, north of Bombay. Another center opened in Bhiwandi. In one day, three centers were opened. And we did festival in Bhiwandi, Ekalavya Prabhu was mentioning. And more than 2,000 people in a small town to hear about Sri Ram. Soul cannot survive without Sri Ram, without Sri Krishna. Maya may try to trick, and Maya's agents may come up with this proposal, capitalism one time and then communism another time. All this, they are doing different trials and errors. It doesn't work, something else. And our soul is looking for, even George Harrison had to say, everybody is looking for Krishna. Even George Harrison had this realization. Everyone is looking for Krishna. They may realize, they may not realize, but this is a fact. Everybody is looking for Krishna. And then he said, isn't everyone looking for the most beautiful person? You find someone you think is beautiful, but then soon he's no more beautiful. His face is full of wrinkles, maybe some spot, accident, and his nose is like that. Beauty is finished. Then you're looking for another one, and then another one, and another one. So as everybody is looking for most beautiful person, most powerful person, most wealthy person, most intelligent person, most renowned person, most famous person. Then only the search of the living entity would come to an end. We're searching for that person. Only then, when that Supreme Personality of Godhead is found, soul will stop there. Soul is looking for Krishna. You could trick, you could cheat, but that won't last very long. Again, you will try to move forward, searching, looking. Another person will come and will try to present himself. Yes, I am. Am I not beautiful? Yes, you are. And we'll spend few years, few births with that person, one birth. And then yet another person would come, searching and searching, will end up in Swargalok, thinking more beautiful people are there, more wealthy people are there. But then there you'll find there, when Krishna is appearing, hey, where have all the demigods gone? And you'll, oh, they have gone to Mathura. What is going on in Mathura? Krishna is appearing. They have gone there to see Krishna, the most beautiful person. Oh, I thought the demigods were most beautiful. You fool. You were cheated. Devaha api asya. Devaha api asya. Darshana kaṅkṣinaha. Sudur darsham idam rūpam. Lord Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita, oh Arjun, the form that you are now looking at, this is sudur darsham. This is rare. Have a darshan of this form is very rare, very rare thing. Sudur darsham idam rupam devaha api asya rupasya nityam darshana kaṅkṣinaha. Even demigods, they are standing in a queue. When they all came in their aircrafts, carriers, hovering over Mathura. 33 crore vehicles were there. And each one wanted to be as closer as possible to that birth spot so that they could have darshan, close darshan of Sri Krishna. As a result, there's a big traffic jam up there. Krishna is most beautiful. Whatever you are looking for, soul is looking for. Soul knows. Soul has experience of Krishna. So he can look at the person he's looking at and then compare with his experience of being with Krishna, or the beauty of Krishna, wealth of Krishna, the affection of Krishna. And he would give up that person, he would give another person, another one, another one, another one, and like this, of course. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Many, many births and deaths are, passed by. And finally, person becomes knowledgeable. Knowledge of what? Vasudeva sarvam iti. Iti means this much. He comes to know. Vasudeva sarvam iti. This is Jnanavan. Who is knowledgeable? Vasudeva sarvam. Vasudeva is all in all. That's a knowledge. Iti, this much. As soon as living entity knows, Vasudeva is all in all. Vasudeva paraha kriya. Vasudeva paraha paraha yogaha. Like that, Makaha, Vasudeva is all in all. The surrenders unto that Vasudeva. Jai Sri Krishna Balaram ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham ki Jai. Pandharpur Dham ki Jai. So as we were there just a few days ago, and what we spoke there and heard, different pastimes, they are still fresh on our memory. Yeah, just another little maybe point before we talk of what we heard and remembered in Pandharpur, the pastimes of the Lord there. We'll just briefly talk of another holy place called Gaya. And there's a river there. Many rivers have been mentioned here. Jamuna, Narmada, Kaveri, Krishna. Also Krishna. We were on the bank of Krishna. All these 100 devotees, we were coming. And on the way, there was Krishna River. So Jayapataka Maharaj and myself, we were ahead of the main party. But when main party realized that they were on the banks of Krishna, and it was super hot, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when devotees saw a river, there is Krishna River! Devotees immediately said, "Hey, stop, stop!" They ordered the driver. And all the devotees jumped out of the buses and then jumped into Krishna River. Jayapataka Maharaj, myself, wondering, where are the devotees? Where are the devotees? Trying to contact them with mobile, this, that. Oh, they are enjoying the fresh bath. They are in the river. They're in Krishna River. We're getting late for the program. They did not care. They saw the river. This is it. They just jumped like a buffalo. And they are more realizing how sacred is this river, Krishna. No. It is right here. Who knows whether there's going to be another opportunity to be there on the banks of Krishna River. So they decided to have full benefit, a nice holy dip in Krishna River. So as several rivers' names have been mentioned here, so there's another river called Falgu River. Gaya in Bihar is on the banks of Falgu River. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Gaya. He had met Ishwarpuri there. Several pastimes there also. And he receives this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He received this mantra there in Gaya from Ishwarpuri. And then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Mayapur, Navadvip, then he was simply chanting and dancing all the time. Prior to that, he was a pandit. He was a scholar, very grave and serious. But now, as he returned from Gaya, he was gone mad. He was gone mad. Apply some oil or massage. Just cure him. When I also returned from Mumbai, I was brought back to my village temporarily. Otherwise, my mother would not have survived. I received a message. My brother came. Please come one time. If you don't return, then that could be the end of our mother. So I went. And it's a little side trip again here. So while I was there, they were also trying different things. They were thinking I had gone mad. They were thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone mad. When I went to my village, they thought I had gone mad. And they were thinking, you are such a nice boy. You used to be a nice boy, intelligent boy. But look what has happened. He's gone mad, finished, spoiled. He's only chanting on his beads. My sister crying. Look, your friends are playing cards. That's normal. But look, my brother is sitting and chanting. She's crying because I'm chanting. Not out of ecstasy, but of course later on. She also took to chanting and she's in Pandharpur for the last 10 years as a devotee. That's another. So one of the things that they were, my family members and relatives, they decided to consult astrologer. They wanted to know how long is this madness, or whatever it is, going to last. They wanted to. So they went to astrologer. And he said, not for very long. Well, he wanted to make some money. So by giving good news to my parents, not for very long. They were going to pay him some extra money. So anyway, that astrologer's predictions are not